This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. That
was all he meant. The 150th running of the Preakness Stakes is tomorrow out at Pimlico. And to join us, he's back for more. Dick Girardi joins us, courtesy of Bet Online. How you doing, Dick?
We're better, guys. What's happening?
You know, we're just sitting here on a Friday, getting ready for the horses to run at the Preakness, and I can't help but wonder what it would be like if we had Sovereignty making a push for a Triple Crown. And this is a big talking point around horse racing, and there are certain trainers that just say, you know what, we got the Derby. It's too tight of a turnaround. We're not going to run the Preakness. Do you think that we're going to see more and more of this happening, or is it limited to some certain trainers?
I think it's limited to certain trainers. The problem is that a lot of those certain trainers are really good, and they have a tendency to win races like the Derby. So it's going to become more and more prevalent. The analogy I use for people who don't really follow horse racing is it's like the kind of the pitch count in baseball. Horses just don't run as often as they used to, especially at the top levels of the sport. So I think that's what we're dealing with here. These trainers don't want to run their horses back in 2 weeks, or at least some of them don't. It's interesting. Bob Baffert, who's had the most success of anybody in Triple Crown history, when he won five of his Derbies, the Preakness was 2 weeks later, and every single one of them won the Preakness. So it's not like it can't be done, but in recent years, say the last 10 to 15, there's just more and more trainers that just don't want to run their horses back in 2 weeks. So my solution, and it's not novel, is just let's just move the Preakness back to 4 weeks and then move the Belmont back 4 weeks from that. We could get everybody to agree, because I don't really care what the spacing is between the races. I just want to see the best horses in all the races and have a chance for a Triple Crown. And it wouldn't matter to me if it was 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it is, it's going to get the best fields. That's what we want.
When you're looking at this and the changes you're talking about to horse racing with the mm-hmm. you know, the kind of pitch counts, is this kind of the scientific / analytics of sports
yes.
working its way into this? How long has that really been prevalent in the horse racing game, and kind of what holds that taking on it? Because in the Big Four, it's obviously become such a huge impact in how we even consume the sports across the board. But in horse racing, yep. it's just so different.
Yeah, for sure. And it's more, if you look back, I mean, 20, 30, 40 years ago, there was nobody was thinking about analytics at all. In fact, you look way back in the history of the sport, like 75 years, Citation won the Triple Crown in 1948. And in between the Preakness and the Belmont, he won the Jersey Derby. So, I mean, that's how different it was, right? Not only is he not waiting, he's running in more races. And he actually, that year, he ran 20 times and won 19. So it wasn't a bother. But, yeah, more so, I'd say, in the last 15 years or so, much more analytics involved. They find that of the top-class horses often run their best after it's like 6 or 7 weeks. It's become a thing now lately that the top three-year-olds are running the Travers at Saratoga at the end of August. Then they won't run again until the Breeders' Cup in early November. So you're talking 70 days between races, and they've had success. So it's just, if you go way, way back, it's like remember the great boxers, the champions, they boxed two or three times a year, right? A, because there was big money in it back then, and there was no need to, but they found out they were better the more time they had between fights. And I think that's what's happened in horse racing. I don't really buy all the analytics, but I do understand it. But some trainers have no problem bringing horses back in 2 weeks. Like I said, Baffert has never had an issue with it in the Preakness.
This is maybe probably an indirect comparison because we're talking about horses and humans. But on the analytics side of things, I want to use the baseball one because you use the pitch count. And I wonder, are horses becoming more specialized in the sense where in Major League Baseball, you've got guys that are throwing harder than we've ever seen in baseball, but we're also seeing this prevalence of basically arms blowing up. Like, are there correlations that are popping up in horse racing that are similar to that, that's kind of pushing the boundaries of this?
For sure. You'll see the 2-year-old horse is, say, the equivalent of the 19-year-old, 20-year-old pitcher, right, that you drafted third in the draft and you don't want to blow his arm out. So they won't race nearly as many times as they did back in the day. Like Secretariat, for instance, raced 9 times as a 2-year-old. If a trainer did that today, they'd suspend his license. It just doesn't happen. So, yeah, that's a really good analogy, and that's exactly what's happening in horse racing. Again, at the top levels of the game, at the regular horses and the regular cards at smaller tracks, I mean, they're going to run a lot more often because they're not going to be running for big money. But the ones that are running for the big money, they are going to run less and less frequently, and it's unfortunate, but more so that in the Triple Crown races than anywhere, just because of the spacing of the races. You want to see these horses, especially you want to see the Derby winner and the Preakness and or a chance for the Triple Crown. And right now we're getting robbed of that. This isn't the first time it's happened.
We're talking horse racing with Dick Girardi, courtesy of betonline.ag. You know, you mentioned the big money. Can you put it into perspective, like what the stud fees are going to be for Sovereignty now that he's a Derby winner?
So Sovereignty, he's a little different only because of who his ownership is. He's owned by Godolphin, which is the ruling family of the country of the Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. So they're probably not even going to syndicate him. They'll put him out there and they'll have him themselves. And they may just keep him and just breed him all their own mares to him. But I guess at some point they'll share him. But yeah, we could be talking Sovereignty like 50,000-75,000 a pop. You want to bring your mare if it's outside the family there, it costs you 75 just to get. And in a lot of these cases, this is crazy, right? Let's say it costs you 100,000. Well, if the mare doesn't get in foal, you lose your 100,000. It's brutal.
I guess that's why horse racing is none of that for the guys that don't have the money.
Correct. 100%.
When we're looking at this group, what are we looking at as far as who our favorites are? How different are things looking coming out of the Derby? And how much is weather going to play a factor this weekend?
I think we're going to be okay with weather. It's been raining all week down in Baltimore, but today the track is fast. And it looks to me like the latest forecast I saw, I think we got a pretty good chance to have a fast track tomorrow. So Journalism was the favorite in the Derby, ran really well, just out to finish second. He'll be a pretty heavy favorite again tomorrow. And without Sovereignty, there just isn't any horse that's done that it's accomplished what Journalism has to this point. So he's the logical winner, but it is horse racing where weird things happen. The best part about the Preakness is there's only 9 horses instead of 19. So it's the chances of getting into traffic and other issues are much less in the Preakness.
All right. You mentioned pitch counts. This is a little crazy, though. And Bob Baffert has got goal-oriented in the Preakness. In goal-oriented's second race, is this correct? Second race qualified for the Preakness? So is this the third time goal-oriented is going to be running in a race?
That is correct. And now technically you don't have to, the Derby is the one race where you sort of have to qualify for, in quotes, you have to get a certain amount of points to get into the Derby. The Preakness isn't like that. I mean, there is a cutoff, but they fit 14 and only 9 entered. So you could have entered a horse that's never won a race again. No, people wouldn't have, or never won a race before. People wouldn't have been happy about it, but you could do that. But, yeah, I think the theory with Baffert is that It's a horse he always liked. It took him a little longer to develop, and he likes playing, and these owners especially like playing in these big races and taking big swings. So, yeah, he's taking a big swing with the most least experienced horse he's ever brought to the Preakness.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
How do those horses usually perform? I mean, because you think of it from an athlete standpoint, you're running in front of thousands of people in at the Kentucky Derby. Was 100,000 people that were at the Kentucky
150.
Derby? 150.
Yeah, 150.
I mean, you have 100,000 people in front of this horse, which it doesn't truly understand, like humans process the gravity of situations, but there isn't a being alive, horse, human, whatever, that doesn't understand there's a lot of people around and a lot of action and a lot of noise. How do these horses usually perform when they get to these big stages like this?
Yeah, some have real problems with it. The great example is American Pharoah, right? The Triple Crown winner from 10 years ago. They always loved him. This is a Baffert horse. His first start, he just freaked out in the paddock. He went nuts because of the noise. And they didn't understand what had happened. Finally, they said, well, you know, why is he going crazy like this? They realized he couldn't handle the noise. After that, the horse always raced with earplugs. He couldn't hear anything. So, and that's what trainers do. That's their job, to figure out, you know, why is this horse acting a certain way? And it's obviously a lot harder than regular sports because the horses aren't talking to you. But, yeah, some horses do not react at all well to big scenes like the Derby or the Preakness. And that's what training is all about. You try to get them used to it as best you can, but it's hard to emulate that.
Dick, you know, when we talk about lines for this, and everyone wants to talk about favorites and winners and, you know, exactas, and there's a line on here from betonline.ag, horse to finish last.
Yep.
You don't have to pick winners if you can pick losers.
Yeah.
When you look at that.
Get paid.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. That's always been interesting to me, because not that there's anything not on the up and up there, but that seems like something you could manipulate pretty fairly and pretty regularly.
Well, no, if you wanted to, for sure. No question about it. And now, typically, what I would say to you guys, if you're looking to bet a horse for last, you want a horse that has early speed, because they're the ones that are going to get tired at the end and are going to be backing out. You don't want a horse, say, like Sandman. He might not win, but he's going to pass some horses at some point. He's just not likely to be the last. To me, like Heart of Honor, the 4, who's 3-1 to finish last, is a reasonable play there. Possibly American Promise. Those two would be the most logical last place finishers to me.
Dick, we really appreciate your time. Thank you for taking a few minutes for us here in Portland. And enjoy the racing at Pimlico, as it's going to get a makeover after this year.
Yep, no, that's right. This is the last of the old Pimlico. And one prop for you guys, over under a length and a half for the win at Bet Online. I like the over a length and a half. Check it out at Bet Online.
I love it. Dick Girardi, courtesy of betonline.ag. A length and a half was the exact length of Sovereignty's win at the Kentucky Derby.
It's a nice thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.